Turundusdoktor aitab.
The case study is following. I have a small laundry established about a year ago. We are specialized on cleaning modern fabrics like Cortex, and that is very useful for sports and camping apparel and footwear. But we also offer regular laundry services, both as a self-service and as full service. To wash, dry and iron about 5 kilograms of clothes, it's apparently a kind of one machine. It will cost about 10 euros as self-service. We have Wi-Fi in our waiting area, and we are situated in the border of Tallinn City Center and Kadriorg. For Estonians or for Tallinn who live in Tallinn, it's at the end of Raua Street. And the main question is that what should we do to increase awareness and get more clients?
Okay, do you have any idea?
Well, the brief is very, very, brief. So I would say that based on this, I would have, like, I prefer probably to build it around partnership, because if you have somebody else that is benefiting from your success, it's always better than to try to make a noise by yourself. So kind of trying to figure out who could be potentially benefiting from your success. But for example, if it's working for like Coretex and those kind of camping apparel. So I see that all those companies that actually selling those or repairing those could be potentially as well promoting you, because it could give for them a better service that, hey, once you have something that you need to wash them, you can go to this service provider that is actually our partner here. So they could kind of tie it into their whole life cycle of a product, not only so that you have to kind of figure it out online when you know it, but as well you kind of have already influenced to know about it when you purchase the product. So that kind of my initial thought, that maybe think about more from the part, like, and then of course kind of build the layers of how to do that, that maybe people can as well know you better. They maybe scan the QR code and like, by doing it automatically, you're already in the store, and those kind of things that were my kind of initial thought.
Raul, what are your ideas?
Of course, the best laundries are the laundries that could...
wash money, you mean,
wash,
yes?
No. With money, of course, clothes with money, but who could wash, for example, Tallink or companies like that, because not the companies, but the clothes and things they have need, the hotels and the Tallink and the big companies who actually bring you much work all the time. But of course it's a big competition to get those companies, so you have to start somewhere else maybe also.
I don't think they have the capacity.
Maybe,
yeah, and then kind of the as well, the whole business model changes, because you've got the low margin business, and I think this is still, again, if you can get $10 for 1 or 5 kilo, it kind of
course,
is more
of
in the premium side. Yeah,
but I'm driving every day across this street, or our street, and I haven't seen any signs about laundry yet.
Yeah.
So my first suggestion is to start there, because there are thousands of cars that actually are going through this way, and why not to make yourself visible somehow, really effectively, not just a small sign somewhere, but something interesting. Think about it and put it up there, and there are many, not only the cars, but people are living there. Your neighbors and the drivers of cars who go through this place, they are your clients. Use it.
My own idea is about, when I was looking at the Facebook page and at the home page, then I thought that they have tried to do everything as everything by the book. There was a price list, a very long one, difficult to understand what is costing how much. And I do imagine the time it takes to count everything that will cost 2 euros and 2.5 and so on. So there was a lot of work done, but what I also felt was that on one side, they do understand that they have a kind of a niche service that they can clean the cortex fabrics and that is really special what they have. On the other side, I also felt they tried to be everything to everyone, offering all the services they could only imagine. And I think this is the one point that if you really try to position yourself somewhere, you have to make choices and say that, yes, we are specialized only on that part, and not even trying to target hotels or ferries where the amounts of laundry is huge, but maybe trying to find out the specific groups who need to target or who need to clean sportswear, and to think about to cooperate with or be visible at sports events. If this really is the target, and build awareness in this group, and not to care about everything other, because from the picture I saw there are about 3 machines, maybe there are a couple of more, but it's not a huge place, and it's really situated so that it should work as a kind of not like a wholesale business, but more like a retail business. And the other part is also to make it attractive, as I agree with Raoul that put signs, show everyone that you are there, and really talk about your special advantage, because otherwise you are, let's say, there is no competitive edge compared to the others. Is my main suggestion to them, and make the price list easier, and also try to bundle the services so it does make sense at the end of the day.
Do they do this chemical cleaning also, or just laundry?
No, probably no chemical cleaning. But if you look, that there was a long list about carpets and jackets and whatever things they clean, and then listing that it will cost €1 and this will cost another one. Probably you can imagine that the person, if the person comes to you, takes all the clothes with you at the same time, because no one has time to drive porcelain pack for just one piece. So I think it should be done some kind of packaged in a better and simpler way, and maybe, I don't know, making just some 2-3 price points, and trying to really get much more out of the every visit what they get.
But I just suggested the chemical cleaning also, because sometimes you bring, as a client, you even don't know you have some things should be cleaned, and you have to take everything there, and then if you say, oh, sorry, we just do this kind of cleaning and take them somewhere else, so it's a bad idea. So I would suggest it.
Yeah, and maybe think about this system as kind of thought that came from this system. I totally agree on the previous points, but as well, if you could make the pricing, let's say, well, if they have very special equipment to special things, it might not work. But if it would be like a regular laundry, maybe you could have a monthly price. So the person like me that is not that interested in washing any clothes ever could just have one fixed price. I would always go there. They would have, instead of having kind of very, very transactional sales, they would have monthly sales that they would know how much they make next month already based on that kind of subscription amounts.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, and then kind of taking all the hassle that you pointed out, that I have to figure out, okay, will it now cost 48 or will it cost 28 for me to wash these clothes just to have one price and maybe monthly pricing?
I think it's absolutely good idea. And then they should also pick the clothes up and bring them back. So
yeah,
you have the clean 5 clean shirts every Monday in front of your door, and you can send the last week's shirts to the cleaning, and it goes like a wheel.
It could be even kind of partnership within the cleaning company that might already have the client base, so you could offer it through the channel that, hey, you could sell this laundry service from us within very, very easy kind of process. Yeah. Well, sure, there is a lot of
very good. Thank you, Aki, for being with us today. I'm really eagerly waiting to meet you in Tallinn, both on 16th, already this week, when you have the unconference in garage venues, and also on the 30th, when you are going to be a presenter in the Unistuste Tööandja, or Dream Employer Conference, that we talk more about employer branding and all the hints the company should use. So thank you a lot for being with us today. And to the listeners, welcome to listen the next radio broadcast in a week's time. Meanwhile, please send us different cases, what we can study and give the answers, and send them to mi@mi.ee.
Sulle meeldis Turundusraadio. Telli endale meeldetuletus järgmiste saadete kohta Marketingi Instituudi kodulehelt.